Any other research or clinical questions that you get from community-based oncologists about this?
Well, I guess there are a few issues that people ask me about. And one is the issue of patients with very small tumors and whether they can be treated with fairly minimal surgery and radiation. This is something that's been around for quite a number of years. And the answer is that you can cure a substantial number of patients by a local excision and then using radiation and chemotherapy postoperatively. The problem is that the local failure rate is higher than you'd like it to be in those patients. So for patients with T2N0 disease with local excision and radiation, local failure is probably in the range of 20%. Not a super high number, but for something that should have a local failure rate of well under 10%, that's fairly high. Despite that, there are some patients who we occasionally treat. I treat with local excision and radiation. Sometimes they're very elderly patients. Seen some patients who are recently status post myocardial infarction, where they simply can't do an operation or need to be just much more conservative about what was done, or the occasional patient who simply refuses more aggressive therapy. So it's a therapeutic option that needs to be considered. Perhaps if we get better with the effect of the biologics with radiation, we'll be able to do a better job yet of controlling this microscopic residual disease after local excision.